The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now. On 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio, waiting to take your calls on anything you want to talk about your health, as long as it's from a non-drug, non-surgical point of view. Call us 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Want to wish you all a very, very happy and blessed holiday season. Easter is here. We just went through Passover. I hope you're all enjoying your families and coming together as you should at this very special time of the year. We have a program today for you that is one that is appropriate. It's timely, and we're going to talk about, you know, this ongoing sniffles and cough and sneezes and headaches and tiredness and I don't feel good. And what am I talking about? We're talking about allergy reactions. And in studio today, and your host this Wednesday evening at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax, none other than Dr. Stephanie Pina. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
It is indeed. We, you know, I keep forgetting that, you know, this 12 o'clock transition thing could be morning, could be afternoon, depends on where you're at.
Exactly.
You know,
if they're listening online or later on, or if they're coming back and listen to the program later and they think it's not Easter.
That's right. You know, and you can listen to the program multiple times. You'll be on our webpage at RozelleCare.com. You can go to the WML website and you can find it there. You can go on RozelleRadio.com. You can find it all over the place. It's there. So share it with your friends. But seriously, this is a very important program, and it's one that, you know, allergy reactions are bountiful this time of the year, and they make a lot of money for big pharma. Because all the nose dopes are out there, you know, take this drug and do this and so forth. But the bottom line is that if we really understand the allergy reactions, we can make things better. And also you can, over time, if you stick to it and you do the right things physiologically, identify what's going on, you can fix it. So Dr. Stephanie, so let's start with simply this. You know, there is a rumor. And the rumor is that allergy reactions are really growing exponentially. You know, is it true or false? I like that, truth or dare, but this is truth or false.
Ooh, you're going to be committed to that answer one way or the other, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'd have to still go gray on this. true, because I think we see other things that are triggering allergies more often. We don't think about other things other than, what's the pollen count? What's the mold count? What foods did I eat? what medication is available to me at that moment? That makes it look like it's a lot more prevalent in there, and more people are suffering from it. That's true because we see that with patients coming into the office, with people asking questions about it, with everything online that you're like, here's the newest, latest, greatest thing to do. So in that case, it's true. False in that, or no, I should say, right? Is because some of the trees, the pollens, all this stuff has been around us the whole time. It's around us seasonally. So why would we all of a sudden respond the way we do? Is it truly that allergies are the issue, or is it more that the body has an issue with dealing with inflammatory substances and allergies are part of the problem? Because when we think of allergies, we always kind of go to the typical runny nose, sneezing, itchy eyes, but what about the other parts of the body? And what happens when that season changes and supposedly it's supposed to go away, or kids grow up and grow out of their allergies? Is there a mark that's left on the body and their health as well too? So no in that absence, because it's always kind of been there.
See, I knew you'd get that right.
Is that what you're looking for?
There was no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
So the truth of it is that we've got about 30% of the adult population that has at least one sensitivity to something, and 40% of the children population, the pediatric population, that has at least one. Now, the truth of it is that allergies, as far as a percentage, is growing exponentially. So if that's the truth, that we have more allergy reactions, and as you said, these trees and flowers and bugs and so forth have been around us forever. They're still here, the same ones. They were here last year. They're here this year. why do we get this exponential rise? What's happening to people? Are people becoming weaker? Are the way that we run our lives becoming, you know, much more of a challenge? How would you present that, considering everything that you said was accurate? Why do we have allergies today in a much more greater representation than we've had before?
What happened to our yes and no questions?
Never mind. Those went away. I gave you the easy one first.
There's our new challenges that are basically happening. And I think one of it, you know, there's not one particular case, because you can look at this and say you'll see someone who has an issue with seasonal allergies, or digestional system allergies and sensitivities. But then the next person that, you know, it could be a family member, is perfectly fine. So is it genetic? Is it our environment? Is it the change in weather? It's a little bit of everything. And what triggers one person doesn't always trigger the other people. And I think that's amazing, because when you look at some of the medications, you know, what they're really doing, the antihistamines, the decongestants that dry up the mucus, that kind of get rid of the cough and suppressing that, you know, that has a very specific role. So that's going to work necessarily, work in quotation marks, right, for people who have those issues. But what if that's not really the issue? And what if we are, because of our stressors, because of our lifestyle, because of our sleep patterns, everything that we're not addressing that is part of going to see the allergist is really what's creating the issue in the long run?
See, allergies are not a deficiency of allergy injections.
Right.
You know, and there's something going wrong when that takes place. So, you know, they call it the Kleenex syndrome. And, you know, we get into this place where we start seeing more and more people buy Kleenex. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm going to say something right now that I really don't believe in, but a lot of people hold to be gospel. There's more and more and more pollens that are out there, supposedly. And the reason that a lot of these allergic communities, these support groups, these drug companies and so forth are perpetuating that, guess where it's coming from? Very political billypulpit, right? They're saying that it's because of climate change. It's because things are getting warmer. And so we're seeing, but if that's true, what happened to this winter? Was that warm? I mean, it's like we froze our butts off all winter long.
Yeah, but then we got 75-degree weathers like a couple days ago, too. So yeah, we didn't really have a winter. That's the problem. We don't really have set seasons anymore, so that you have this up and down reflex. And when you have those changes, whether it's barometric pressure changing or you have the temperature physically changes, and like, you know, those first nights when it gets really warm and you just can't sleep because it's uncomfortable, that same thing is happening throughout our whole body. So essentially it's going to trigger where our weak spots are. And if someone has a lot of congestion types of issues, that can be one of their main things. And that's the first signal to them that says, oh, the weather's changing. Now, you flip it back 2 days later and we get a snowstorm, then everything kind of calms down again. So it's interesting to see our reaction to the weather and vice versa. Like sometimes we'll see that, especially the acupuncture patients that come in, I'll see that around joints and joint inflammation and arthritis. They'll tell you the storm's coming. But when patients come in now, what's interesting, and this plays a lot into how you diagnose a patient with allergies as well too, is they're coming and go, I feel sick. Just yesterday we had a call-in patient says, I feel sick. Comes in and I was thinking cold, flu, stomach bug, who knows what we're going to get. And when you sat down and talked to him, it was the allergy congestions, and they weren't being able to breathe and they couldn't sleep because they couldn't lie flat anymore because of the congestion. So we're seeing weak spots come up in people depending on what's going on with the weather changes on a day-to-day basis, not even thinking about what's going on a global scale.
My guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing, Wednesday, April the 4th, 7 p.m., Dr. Stephanie Pina, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine. Listen, if you've been suffering with this nonsense for such a long period of time and it's getting worse and you're kind of doped up with all the garbage that your physician, you're running off every week, getting your allergy shots, you've been doing it for years, wouldn't you like to find out if there's a different way you can get you back? Because the truth of it is, your body's not supposed to react this way. And there's ways of eliminating this situation. Here's an opportunity. Join Dr. Stephanie this Wednesday evening. Find out what really can be done about this nonsense. And are you willing to step up? You're willing to be a partner in your own life and begin to turn things around. April the 4th, 7 p.m. at the Rozelle Center for Healing in Fairfax. Join us. All you have to do is go online, go to RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com, and hit the button that says register now. And listen, we have to make sure that we have enough seating for you and we're prepared for you. Or you can simply call the office as well. It's 703-698-7117. If you'd like to talk to us right now, it's 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. You know, it's time to get off the nose dope. It's time to be able to reclaim your life. So many of you feel miserable. You know, you're calling in sick. And by the way, you get these allergy reactions and they morph. They begin to morph into other things because your immune system is taking a hit. And that's not okay. So the question that becomes, what can I do about the symptom is why my immune system is terrible. Why is it sucks? Let's talk about that a little bit. Why are people becoming more predisposed? We've made the assumption, yes, they're growing. People are becoming sicker. We know that across the board and all the people we see. I don't feel good syndrome. Patient comes in, I'm sick. I don't feel good. Why? Allergy reaction. Body goes into pain and so forth. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, I think one of the things is that when we're so used to, if I have an issue right now, like a cold, for example, same thing with the allergies, really, anything you look at it, because they're both respiratory, right? I wait till I get those symptoms, and now it's playing complete havoc on me. So now I'm going to do something about it. And so now I need that quick relief right now. Well, what was happening is that was building up over time. And so we need to learn, first of all, to start treating things ahead of time and giving ourselves enough time so you're preparing for stuff. I mean, if we go Christmas shopping, I know we're not in Christmas season now, but
please. We just got into the year. We just finished 3 months.
Think how early we start preparing for Christmas shopping, right? Like we go, those sales are out before Thanksgiving now, right? So why can't we do that with our own health and we think ahead of time if we know that something's coming up every single time? We know our seasons, and unfortunately our seasons keep changing. You know, like in the DC area, I would hate to be the event planner for the Cherry Blossom Festival because you're telling all these people, come visit us, and then it's like, well, I'm sorry, it's 3 weeks early now, and now, oh wait, it backed up a week. But we need to think of the same thing of our own health. Like we have to think of it ahead of time and then also not think of it like, I'm just going to shut the symptom off, then everything's going to go away. Why? Because we still live in the same world. We can't even say like, I'm going to put you in the plastic bubble so you don't get exposed to it because then, you know, is it a BPPA free bubble? No, probably not. So environmental medicine is not a real quick, easy go-to and you have to individualize it for a person. And unfortunately, the way that allergies have been treated and looked at is essentially as a one fits all. We're just going to shut down the system. You're not going to have any more symptoms. You're not going to have any more congestion. And then you'll be fine once the weather changes or once you get away from that or once you stop eating that food. There takes time for the body to heal back as well, too. So that's the optimal time to keep improving during it before, during, and after. And then you're not worried like, oh, when is my optimal spring season and when is my optimal fall season? And wait, it's summer mold time, and you know those times are coming up, but you have to be able to treat it on an everyday basis.
So if you go into a lot of the natural sites and you start asking, okay, why allergy reactions and what are the triggering mechanisms, they're going to list a whole bunch of things. But do you know some of the straight-up ones that seem to be tied into a whole lot of sensitivity reactions? Intestinal permeability, where the gut's not working and absorbing or absorbing the wrong things, low levels of vitamin D, neurological depletion due to traumas that have accumulated over a period of time, small traumas, small injuries. And it's interesting to see when you put those together. So, and the repetitive exposure to foods that are not natural foods. We're seeing more of it because of GMO products and how they destroy the body and the things that they do and they alter the genetic map. We're coming up to a break and we're going to continue on along this line. Give us a call, 888-630-9625. You can get rid of your allergies. This is an important process and we'll talk to you a bit more about it when we come right back. Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live in studio on this Easter Sunday. And by the way, happy Passover. It started on Friday evening, and I hope many of you enjoyed your families and celebrated the event. We're here in studio, 888-630-9625, and this Wednesday evening, the 4th of April already, Dr. Stephanie Pina, my host in studio, your presenter, and we're talking about springtime allergens and what you can do to get rid of them finally once and for all, not just you know, dealing with them and putting up with them, but actually getting rid of them. And there's a whole physiological reaction why things happen with any allergy, you know, the runny nose and the itchiness, the hives, the eyes that just, you got want to feel like you want to scratch them out. And there's a histamine reaction from white blood cells called mast cells, but that's a whole different story. So Dr. Pina, let's get into it just a little bit and talk about these allergens and, you know, the why behind it. We're talking about 10% of the population. You know, it continues to get worse. So let's go back to that. Why worse? You know, why are people becoming more susceptible? The problem is that they're not asking that question specifically. They're trying to put out the symptom, and that just makes things worse as well.
Well, you know, what's interesting. You were leading off this at the end of the last break, talking about a little bit how it's getting into the digestive tract and the mucous membranes and stuff. If you think about it, where's that all these symptoms coming from? Where's the mucus coming from? It's coming from the mucous membranes that are protective barriers of the body inside the nose, inside the mouth, inside the gut. It's basically one big long tract, right? So if they're inflamed, why would one area of it be inflamed versus another area? So when you look at it, the mucous membrane's job is to produce mucus and to get stuff out. It's just when allergy symptoms start to go overboard because we keep getting attacked by stuff. We keep letting our systems crash too long. That's why we start to see how aggressive it is and how many symptoms we end up having increase. But essentially, you got to look at the whole body, the whole system, the way we always do, from the respiratory system, the digestive system. If there's a weak spot in that lineup, then there's going to be an issue further on.
You know, interestingly, we talk about, you know, people not getting enough of, and there's a couple components that we continue to hit upon, and it's parallel here as well, is that not enough vitamin D. We are becoming more and more cave-dwelling people. We don't go outside. And, you know, we're sitting there on our devices. We go from the house to the car to the office to the school to back to the house to the car, whatever it is, and we don't get sunlight. And in this area, this latitude, and from about September till about the first part of May, even if you were outside without any clothes on all day long, I don't want to think about that. That would be, never mind.
It's Easter.
Yes. And the thing with it is that even if you were standing there, you're still not going to get enough direct sunlight to stimulate your vitamin D level. And vitamin D is critical. The other piece, interestingly, is not enough vitamin C. And, you know, people say, well, I eat fruit and I eat vegetables, but so many of our fruits and vegetables are GMO modified and they're not natural sourced anymore. And the vitamin C levels are not what they used to be. You know, one of your people, meaning a doctor of naturopathic medicine.
Who are my people?
Dr. Donnie Wilson.
Back at Mount Juris.
That's right. That's right. A very well-known naturopathic physician said that, you know, if you didn't do anything else except for dramatically increasing your vitamin D levels and getting them up into the thresholds where they belong between 75 and 90, and it's what really should be, and increasing your vitamin C 1,000 milligrams at least three times a day, you would begin to see these modifications. And then we can get into green tea, which is one of the best things that you could possibly use. There's actually a green tea that comes from Japan. It's a fermented organic green tea, Japanese green tea. It's called Beni Fuuki tea. And that has tremendous medicinal properties in helping stave off, if you will, and blunt the effects of allergen reactions within the system. But going to that gut, let's go back to that gut. Why are we seeing so many people with bad intestinal systems? We do a complete stool analysis. We do other testing in the office, and we come back with people who intestinal systems just don't work anymore.
Well, I think there's a couple of different reasons. Wait, my allergies are getting to me.
I heard you.
but I think what ends up happening is, you know, our digestive tract takes a beating day in, day out. Are we eating on a regular time period, first of all, to affect our blood sugars? If not, then we're craving the wrong types of foods to make up for it. You know, if you even look at it too, we travel more than we used to travel. So we have exposures to other areas of the body other areas of the country, and the world really that has foods that we're not used to adaptive eating. So if we have a poor digestion, we don't produce enough stomach acid, we don't have the right bacteria, we have mucus that basically isn't allowing nutrients to be absorbed. And we talked a lot about leaky gut syndrome before. All of this kind of plays into it. If we can't get the nutrients through our supplementations or through our foods, it doesn't even matter what's in it. If we can't absorb it, we can't use it. And so, like what you were just talking about with vitamin C and vitamin D, a lot of those vitamins, some of them are water soluble and fat soluble. So if they can't get into the body, then they're going to be useless. And when they are in the body, unfortunately, those vitamins also do a lot of heavy hitting. They do a lot of different processes, especially vitamin D and the adrenals. So what are our stress responses having to do with essentially our allergy symptoms?
Yeah, we're going to touch more upon that, because that fight-flight reaction, that adrenal system, is paramount in handling so many different things in the body. And you really need to understand that. 888-630-965 is how you reach us here. Dr. Stephanie Pino, my guest in studio, your host this Wednesday evening, the 4th of April at the Results Center for Healing. Pick up that phone or go to the computer and register for that class. I promise you, you're going to go away much more healthy than you walked in. We'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live in studio. Call us, 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on any subject. Again, happy Easter and happy Passover. Both of those wonderful occasions were celebrated this weekend, and I hope you're spending the day with your families. This Wednesday evening, the Results Center for Healing is going to present a program on allergy elimination, springtime allergies, how to deal with them, not only that, but how to get rid of them so you don't have to deal with it again. My guest in studio, Dr. Stephanie Pina, Doctor of Naturopathic Medicine, your host this Wednesday evening. And obviously those of you who have listened to Dr. Stephanie before know she's amazing. She has a tremendous capacity and intellect that can weave things in a very simplistic way and very straightforward so you can use the information right away. But wouldn't it be wonderful if you didn't have to suffer with this nonsense? Wouldn't it be great if maybe for the first time you could embrace your health and turn things around completely and become your own advocate? I mean, really, your health is in your hands. Your health is a do-it-yourself program. It's important that you understand that sometimes we are at the effect of many things around us when we don't understand that we're being duped, we're being modified, we're being mitigated, we're being put upon, that sometimes, you know, there's an agenda out there. That's right. That's unfortunately the back door on so much of this, and we want to make sure that you have the information. This is an opportunity. There's 30 million of you out there that are suffering from springtime allergens, and you know, as time goes on, it looks like exponentially they're going to get worse. So why don't you act now? Join us this Wednesday evening. Call the office at 703-698-7117 or simply go online at RozelleCare.com. That's RozelleCare.com, and register. Just hit the button. It says register now. Hit the button, and then we'll call to confirm you to make sure that you know we have a seat and everything's prepared for you. Dr. Stephanie, let's get back into it a little bit. And you know, one of the things that I'm going to touch upon as we go on a little bit in the program is trauma-induced allergen reactions, because we know that patients who've had trauma sometimes will go into anaphylaxis, you know, exposures where they weren't allergic or sensitive to things beforehand. Now they are. And there's a host sympathetic response pattern that that goes into this, that fight flight, kicking in the mast cell reactions, histamine, you know, patterns go overboard and so forth. And, you know, if you can understand what's really going on, you can fix the problem. But before we get into that, let's go into a little bit more of the, you know, why. When you have a patient that comes in and I don't feel good, let's take the patient that you talked about that came in Saturday. I don't feel good, right? I got a headache, my eyes hurt, my body is just depleted, I have no energy whatsoever. Do you have to be exposed to the environment? Does this stuff kind of just leak in, you know, door opens, a window opens, things like that? There's a lot of patients. The reason I bring that up, there's a lot of people out there that are suffering from I don't feel good syndrome right now.
Or I call it stuckology.
Stuckology?
Yeah. Things aren't moving, so they're stuck. Whether that's mental, emotional, physical, you name it, stuckology. It's interesting. I think what happens is that, like I said, you have to think about things not at the moment all the time, and allergies are so easy to think about at the moment because you feel that pressure in your head. You have to go wipe that runny nose. Like, it's easy because you got to deal with something then so you can move on with doing work or whatever. But really, things are accumulating, and all these are really signs that there are other things going on in the body. They're really kind of trying to, like I said, they're natural detoxification processes, but what if your other detoxification processes aren't working as much? So with Stuckology...
I like Stuckology.
What we need to worry about is, where is it stuck? It's not just stuck where the symptoms are. It's essentially going to be the rest of the body too. So how else are we trying to get this stuff out? How else are we detoxing? I mean, we think about the nasal cavity and breathing and skin and the digestive tract and the kidneys and the liver are all involved with detoxification in different ways. So if one's stuck, the other ones are going to be stuck too, or they have to compensate. So what ends up happening is now your body's using a whole lot more energy to basically help fix itself instead of normally functioning. And then that's going to make us feel tired and fatigued and dragged down and heavy and not either want to eat more to get more calories in to get the more energy to continue to heal, or it's going to make us feel more fatigued because we don't want to add more things to the system. So really, when you're looking at it, if we look at just what's going on in that moment when that patient comes and says, I'm sick, it's right now, that's when we become most aware of our symptoms. But those symptoms have been there for a while, and they're actually telling you there's a bigger problem.
It's a slow cascade. It's yep. It's one that builds on itself, if you will, but in a downward spiral. And you put up with. And, you know, it's a correlation that I have explained to patients over the years when it comes to using caffeine products to keep themselves going and keep themselves upbeat. So a patient gets up in the morning and I can't function unless I have my cup of coffee. The first thing I look at them and say, really? You know, you have to get that fixed before you can do anything in the morning. That all by itself tells you there's a problem. And because your awakeness, if you will, is stimulated by something called cortisol, and that's released by your adrenal system, that outer covering of this little gland that sits on top of your kidney. And that cortisol, when it spikes, is when you wake up, and it should be natural at about 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the morning. You should wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and ready to go. But if you, and they say, I need my caffeine, I need my coffee, that tells me that that system's not working very well, but it also tells me that there's other pieces that aren't going to work very well. So somebody who has a weakened, if you will, fight-flight system, adrenal system, can't produce their own steroids, their own anti-inflammatories, are going to have more of an allergic reaction response in their body. We talked a little bit, and I brought up the idea of mast cell stimulation. Mast cells are little cells, white blood cells, that are stimulated to protect you. They cause a histamine reaction in the body. But uncontrolled causes this ongoing cascade of symptoms that I don't feel good, my eyes are blurry, you drop down on the other side. But the combination of those two things, the adrenal depletion, if you will, the hypoadrenic pattern, that's where you get that, your inability to fight anymore. And that's what we're talking about with all this.
And what's interesting is we can talk about these in kind of modern terminology terms. But when you look in Chinese medicine, which is, you know, 3,000 years old, they understood that there was a connection between the organ systems, and really observation was the key, because they couldn't go test your red blood cell levels and your white blood cell levels and say, oh, you have an infection today, or take an x-ray and say, yes, this is where there's a broken rib. They relied on their information back and forth from their patients and observations that the patients had to make themselves, that the people had to make themselves. So we've pushed that aside and just go, someone's going to diagnose us with something and write a script anyway. Or, you know, whatever it's going to be, they're going to tell me what to do, and then I'm going to be all better. And if I'm not, then I'll figure it out. So in Chinese medicine, when it comes to allergies, they connect it, obviously, with the lung, which has the respiratory system. But it's, I always call them, they have a little pairing. They have little buddies. It's a large intestine. And so you're looking at two different types of digestion, two different systems, the way we think of it in conventional medicine, that are there to eliminate stuff. We're breathing in and out through the respiratory tract, and we're moving stool and trying to absorb the rest of the good stuff in the large intestine. Those two have to go together. And what's interesting is when you're treating patients that come in with allergy types of symptoms, and like I said, right now we'll talk more about the respiratory ones that we're so used to, right? The runny nose, the itchy eyes. The points on those particular meridians, those channels, are the ones that do the most to create and decrease inflammation for the rest of the body too. So they're not just respiratory points. And there's connections to the kidney channels, which is kind of like the adrenals. So utilizing some of these other systems to treat what seems like a very respiratory issue was done a long time ago, but is completely ignored now. And the adrenals playing that part of how much was our stressors playing into it. We're putting so much energy into trying to get our work done that we can't heal our own body. that has a lot to do with it. And you'll see different things like emotional reactions as well, too, like you were mentioning trauma. But emotional reactions, something happens one week and the next week someone comes down and they get a new symptom or they're sick again or something pops up. It happens all the time.
You know, it's an unfortunate situation that we compartmentalize everything in this country, particularly when it comes to these ongoing sympathetic allergic response patterns and the body dumping all this untoward physical reactions. It doesn't have to be that way. It's a body's natural defense mechanism, but it's a defense mechanism that has gone uncontrolled, if you will, because it's constantly being stimulated. Then you get to the place where everything shuts down and you don't have the capacity anymore to fix yourself, if you will. And so we have to understand that there were reasons. And you look at the structural, chemical, emotional paradigm. You go in and you ask the questions to the patient. When did this first start? You know, how long ago? What happened? Some kids came out of the tube feeling, you know, lousy. They had the reactions. They had body rashes and so forth. And it got perpetually worse over a period of time. A lot of those are genetically predisposed or environmentally predisposed, meaning the mother's environment itself, who mom was. But nevertheless, it causes an impact in the genetic matrix that can be reversed, can be controlled. Going to the, you know, Chinese medicine, and you're talking about the little buddies, the colon and the large intestine. If you go to a good GI guy, a good gastroenterologist that has powers of observation, and it's also in their literature. They know that people who are smokers have greater problems with the intestinal tract. They know that people who have bad guts over a period of years have greater predispositions to lung cancers and allergy reactions and asthmatic reactions and so forth. So just from that point of view, but what they don't put in is the why. What's causing it? What's the triggering mechanism? And you have to look at all of those components to make that happen. When somebody gets sick and, you know, they're feeling lousy, I don't want to give away your topic on Wednesday evening, but let's talk about, you know, a couple of the things that work really well that can make a difference. How can, you know, if you get somebody who's, let's call them the unwilling category, but there's things that they can do to actually help themselves on a day-to-day basis, natural pieces, things that they can do. I know you're going to show a lot of them on Wednesday evening, but, you know, kind of as a tease, what can somebody do to help themselves in this nastiness that's out there?
Oh, just give the whole thing away. Why don't we?
I said one thing. I didn't tell you to give the whole thing away.
I'll talk about the basic stuff. This is the stuff that, you know, it makes sense, but we don't think about doing it, right? So we talk about the environment and the fact that if we're going outside, especially if it's like a pollen or tree, right, it's going to get on us. There's no way to get away from it. What do we do when we come home and we're trying to get into our healing space and trying to relax? How do we make our house, and especially our bedroom where we're supposed to heal, sleep, relax, how do we make that the best? So simple things like if you're not showering at night, changing your pillowcase so you're not sleeping in all this stuff. If you're coming inside, having indoor clothes versus outdoor clothes, looking at air filters, have you changed the filters in the house so that basically things aren't just blowing around while you're in there? We can look at things like looking at your diet. You know, when we have patients come in, whether it's the first time or, you know, it's been a while and they've been in, we'll give them a diet diary to do basic understandings. And a lot of times they start going, oh my God, this is the week that I'm going to eat really well because they're going to look over the diet diary. Well, okay, that's great too. But it makes you more observant of what you are and aren't eating. And then even if you're going to fake it on the diet diary, you're still going to have to think of new good foods to put on there too. You know, no one likes Sue coming after him going, yeah, the peanuts and the pretzels didn't work out so well this week, did it?
No, and Sue sits there, you know, she looks down after all these years she's been in practice doing this and she's really, really? You want to tell me the truth now? It's like going to the confessional. It's not fun.
Yeah. But the diet diary does that. And so that's something that if we're not really paying attention to what we're eating to begin with, why the heck would we want to change anything? Why would we think it has any other part in our health? You know, and that goes beyond just what supplements to use the best and which controls inflammation. But we have to look at how is the body processing. And part of that can also be the detoxification process, which always works better during the springtime. We're cleaning things out just like spring cleaning. It's time for us to do that. So essentially, we can do that by flushing things out, by staying hydrated, which anytime you're thinking about this mucus production, this being the runny nose, guess where that water is coming from that's creating mucus? It's coming from you. So guess where it's not? It's not in your tissues. So that's one of the clearest things. If you think about, we think about hydration in the middle of the summer, right? Because we're sweating. We need to hydrate more. We need to put electrolytes in. Why would you not think about that in the wintertime when we have dry heat, we have mucus production, we have all this other stuff going on? It's utilizing our own water intake. little things like that are the things that you can start with. But when you're doing stuff like that and then it needs to be individualized for you, that's when you have to get our help as a team to basically kind of help and say, why is this working for someone else and not for you? What are we missing? Is it that digestive component that hasn't been diagnosed or treated? Is it essentially the adrenals and your stress response? Not that the stressors are going to go away, but does your body have to respond to it the same way it always does every single time? You know, if the person's going to cut you off the belt, well, they're still going to do it. I don't care if you're getting acupuncture adjusted. The people are still going to cut you off the beltway. But how does your response come?
How do you handle it?
Exactly.
What do you do with it?
Exactly. So, and then what's the response that comes off of that? You know, our initial, I'm going to get angry about it. But what happens when the muscles get tight and sore and now you don't want to get in your car and you can't drive anymore? And then, oh, the allergy season's starting to kick in too. Guess what you're going to get? So it's these other pieces, the stuff that you don't think about is why you come to see us and why you come to those lectures.
You know, the interesting thing, talk about stress and being cut off in the beltway. There's a friend of ours that is a realtor in the area, and we were traveling around with her one time. She lives in our neighborhood, and we were on the Capitol Beltway, and somebody literally came from the lane and came in front of us and cut her off as to go up the exit, right? And as if it was her fault, they threw her the Italian salute. And she just kind of shrugged and she said, tight skin. And I said, oh my God, I wanted to jump out of the car and beat this person, right? And she just sits there and goes, okay, no problem. And so that's something that we all have to learn. The truth of it is, and the reason I bring that up is that we trigger so much of our own stress reactions because we don't take the time to sit quietly, meditate, listen to good music. How many of us sit there, all we do is listen to the talking heads? And, I mean, the nice talking heads like us.
Other than this show.
That's right. You can listen to us all you want and go online and get all those because we can help you. But the other ones just jack you up. They rattle you. They make you want to go strangle somebody. And, you know, you go out and, you know, where's the love, you know, so to speak? It's gone. So when we see the environment and our emotional environment and our biological environment and our neurological environment, we have to begin to take some proactive steps. That's why this Wednesday evening, if you really want to get a hand on allergens and be able to turn around, if you want to change your life, this is an opportunity. Join Dr. Stephanie Pina this Wednesday evening at the Results Center for Healing. And all you got to do is give us a call. It's 7 o'clock. The weather's nice. It's still light outside. It's getting better. It's warm. You know, call. Just go to 703-698-7117 or simply go online and go to rulesoutcare.com, hit the button, register now. I promise you, it's going to be a fun night. She's going to give you all kinds of things that are important to turn your life around and, more importantly, give you an insight. You know, and once you got an insight, once you got something that makes you look a little differently than you looked at yourself before, you can't get rid of it. It keeps bugging you. Even if you don't make the change immediately, it starts biting you and biting you and biting you. Pretty soon, you do a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And maybe, guess what? You get to reclaim your life. Wouldn't that be amazing? We're coming up to a break, and you know we're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going to happen at the class this Wednesday evening. You can always get a hold of us by going online at rosellcare.com. We'll be right back.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live. We're in studio. You do the same thing every Sunday, right? 12 noon on the Eastern Seaboard. If you're out on the West Coast, do the math. 3 hours earlier, we thank you very much for listening to the program and telling everybody about it. We know we're getting, you know, a lot of you listening from different methods and different means. Today, the world of internet, some of you are on your phones listening, some of you are on your devices listening. Nevertheless, we really appreciate it. Those of you who somehow have figured out how to listen to us from the armed forces, we salute you. We thank you very, very much. And anytime that we can help you, just go to rosellcare.com, and that's how you can send us a note, and we will respond. If you need to speak to one of our doctors, and you'd like somebody to get back to you quickly, all you have to do is call the office at 703-698-7117 and ask our staff to have one of our doctors get a hold of you, and Dr. Pina will be delighted to do that. So make sure you do that one way or the other. We're here to serve you. You know, before we get into the last minute or two of the program, I want to encourage everybody, and I don't normally do this, but you know, you've heard an ad on our show about Camp Twin Creeks, and the reason I do that is I gave it my blessing simply because of two things. One, it's an amazing camp for kids. No devices, no cell phones, no iPads, no computers for the time that they're there. And they're outside doing old-fashioned things. They're camping, and they're swimming, and they're archering, and they're riding horses, and you know they're hiking. They're doing things that are natural for the body. My godson, Roman, has gone. I think this is his fourth year that he's going. And every time this young man goes, he comes back different and special. So if you want to check this out, please do. Again, I don't often give a blessing to anything like this, but go to camptwincreeks.com, check it out, and I think you're going to be fascinated. Let's take our topic on allergy reactions. And this Wednesday evening, the 4th, Dr. Stephanie Pina, who's been my guest today, will be your host, your presenter, and she's going to be talking about how to deal with these things. You know, it's enough is enough already. You know, it's time to stop dealing with these things year in and year out, upping the ante, having to take more things, the steroids and the nose dopes and the medications and so forth. It's time to get your life back instead of I don't feel good.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter, you know, whether we're before allergy season, during allergy season, you're already having symptoms or not, or you're trying to figure out why this year it happens. I moved to an area I never used to have springtime allergies or fall allergies, and all of a sudden now it's hitting me. Why now? Why has it been 3 or 4 years? Or I moved to a different area where I heard that there's no such thing as allergies and I'm having reactions. What's going on? So we want to go through the whys. We want to understand what the body's actually trying to do and what it's not able to do at this point. And look at those other reasons. Why is the body not able to heal this? Just like any other chronic condition, there's signs and symptoms that are present first that we're not usually paying attention to because they're so minute and we just want to ignore it. What are those signs and symptoms doing? How do we look at different ways to treat it that you've used before? Because obviously we want to take the information that I've seen this doctor, I've done this testing, I'm on this medication, it's not working for me. How do we look at it differently? And how do we get you more involved with essentially your own healthcare and become more observant so that we can treat things ahead of time and also help prevent them in the future?
You know, the interesting thing, I touched just a little bit upon it, and I don't want to spend a lot of time, but trauma-induced sympathetic reactions in the body can cause you to become more predisposed to allergy reactions. Even the Merck Manual, the Bible of Medicine, they talk about trauma-induced allergic reactions. And people have an accident, they have a car accident, they have a fall, they bump their head. Something happens traumatically, if you will, and it seems to set the stage. And the reason for that is neurologically, brain-body function is altered. The signal is now not normal. And the whole cranial spinal system is off. And the communication, the sympathetic, parasympathetic, fight-flight balance, rest, restore, recuperation phase are not there as they should be anymore, and the body goes into this out-of-control spin, if you will, and now everything that was just kind of teetering, that were on the edge, now becomes fomenting, and you have all these things. Talk a little bit about what you're going to do this Wednesday evening.
Well, essentially, we're going to do some demonstrations also in the office, too, some basic stuff that you can take home.
See, I keep trying to get you to give it away.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, go ahead.
They have to come.
Okay.
They can listen to the older shows on the YouTube channel for also when we've done this before in the past too. So it's going to be new because I don't like to reduce, or I can't even talk now. You got me thrown off.
You don't want to redo and rehash the old.
Exactly. That's exactly it.
See?
Just like we don't want your allergies to come back next season either. So.
No, seriously, it's. I was trying to get her to give you another tidbit, but this Wednesday evening she's going to give you a lot of take-home things, step-by-step applications of things that you can do very effectively to help yourself. It's really an important class. Make sure that you have the opportunity to show up and be there. 7 o'clock, sun's out, still nice, still warm. We're in that springtime, and even if you come in sniffling, our office is safer. I promise you we'll have Kleenex boxes all the way around, so you'll be able to do that. And we have green tea. So you'll be able to do both, and while you're sitting there, you have a cup of green tea, which is going to help your allergy reactions. We're coming up to the end of the program. Unfortunately, we could do this all day long, but we only have a short time to spend with you. We'll see you Wednesday evening. We love you all. Bye.